It's time now for the Art Connection of East Texas. The Art Connection of East Texas is sponsored by Stonewater Roofing, family owned and operated, and serving all of East Texas. Find them online at stonewaterroofing.com. That's stonewaterroofing.com. Now let's welcome your host and co-host of the Art Connection of East Texas, Nita Fran Ward and Chris Leahy.
Good morning. This is Nita Fran Ward from Art Connection, and I'm here without Chris Leahy. He's been off and playing, and so hopefully Chris will be back in 2 or 3 weeks. He's going to be gone in the next couple of weeks, too. So, goodness, Robin, what am I going to do? You going to help me out?
I will be there for you, Nita Fran.
I know you would.
Aloha to Chris.
I know. One of my favorite people is Robin Hampton, Executive Director of the East Texas Symphony Orchestra. And we're here to talk about the new season of the symphony and how to get your tickets. And season tickets have been available and are closing out. If you want your same seats, get them. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about all of that. So good morning, Robin. And how are things over at East Texas Symphony?
You know, good morning, Nita Fran. Thank you so much for this opportunity to be here on the radio with you. Things have been busy. Everybody kind of has the notion that we might be putting our feet up and taking a break after our one season is over, but that is not the case. I can see Nita Fran starting to laugh here. We announced our new season right as we were closing the 24-25 season, and we're really excited about this upcoming season. It's going to be a great one. Music for everyone. Our maestro, Richard Lee, just does an exceptional job.
Good morning, Richard.
He does an exceptional job of programming, and it's really fun to work with Richard on that. And this season came together so well. It came together a little faster than usual on my end, which my end is working with the agents and all of the kind of more logistical things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can be a challenge. But when things are meant to be, like I think this next season is really meant to be, it came together so easily. And most excitingly, we're announcing 90 years of being your community's symphony. We are so excited about our 90th anniversary. Almost to the date, our March 2026 concert will be. The first concert ever was on a March 16th, 1936, and our concert will be on March 28th.
How exciting.
2026.
How many years?
90.
90 years.
Of course, and Richard and I have not been around that long, nor have you.
No. Well, almost. But and TJC's experiencing their 100th year.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of things going on in the celebration in the East Texas community. A lot of things going on. Well, and that's a great thing to say about our symphony, because if I'm not mistaken, there was they have just continued through, and all of the things that have gone on that you think might have taken a symphony down, the symphony has managed to stay alive and be well and to grow.
Absolutely.
And I want to compliment you and Richard, because I remember the conversation that you had with me, and you both said we were on the air during a break, and you said we are wanting to be intentional, and we are wanting to do what's relevant to our community.
Absolutely.
Staying true to the community, true to our value systems within our community, and y'all have done that, and you have hit it on all phases. I remember Asleep at the Wheel, and I remember Queen.
Fun concert.
And now you're going to do another wonderful
pop's concert
group.
Yes.
Pop concert. And that hits so many buttons, Robin.
It does. Being relevant is really important to us. And I think a shift came. Richard and I both, and as does my board of directors, holds very closely the value of being a service organization. And some people raise their eyebrows to that. What do you mean you're a service organization? And by all means, we're here to serve our community and bring amazing music to our community. Mm-hmm. So we're really honored to do that. And we see it as a privilege to serve our community through music, and we're working to make it accessible for mm-hmm. all. That's really mm-hmm. important. That the people in our audience reflect our community of East Texas, age-wise, every way.
You certainly do.
We're working on that. We work hard.
And you work with children. You have programs where you go into the school system and work mm-hmm. with the children. You do the free concert in the park.
Absolutely. And so my favorite.
All of that is relevant. And I want to say this. When I get your schedule, I sit down with my calendar. And I schedule my radio shows so that I can make sure that y'all get a place to talk about it. That's how important it is to me. Oh. I also make my personal calendar around the symphony nights
because
I don't
need a friend.
Let anything, if I can, you know, and that doesn't mean something can't happen, but I'm going to be at that symphony. That's one of my, it feeds my soul. Oh. It's the art that feeds my soul.
Well, Nita Fran, I'll tell you what, one of my highlights at every concert, yes, Richard does a great job, and yes, my musicians are amazing. They're amazing professional musicians. But when I walk down that aisle and I see Bill's cowboy hat, I know it's a good evening. When I know Bill and Nita Fran are in the house,
well,
it's a good, good concert coming up.
You know, sometimes cowboys are not always symphony people. He's become one.
He is.
Because when we first moved back to New Mexico and I bought my first season tickets, I said, now, I'm buying season tickets and I'm buying you a seat, but if you don't want to go, you don't have to. Well, every time I say, are you going? Because if you're not, I'm going to invite someone. Yes, I'm going. Yes, I'm going.
He
of course
shows
I am.
Up. It's
shows
date up. Night he for Nita and Bill.
It is. It
yeah, we
is.
Love that. We love
well,
that.
Well, and it's that same way for a lot of people.
Yes.
There's nothing like stepping out of your car at VIP in the parking, walking up to that front door and hearing that hum that goes on with that symphony. I've said that 100 times. Remember
it's
that
magical.
Ad that you did where the drone came in?
Yes.
Play that again.
I will do that.
That is a
we will
beautiful
do that.
Ad.
And we open the doors for
oh,
you.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
My
oh,
favorite part
wonderful.
Of that ad is just, it's a little strange, and I asked for it, and but... It's just Richard's feet walking onto the stage, and you can. It's in slow motion, but it builds
oh,
as
it
he
does.
Walks onto the stage in nice shiny tuxedo shoes, and he gets
I
up on the podium,
oh.
and then that's the magic.
Does it kind of remind you of those football players coming out of the dungeon?
Yeah.
And they're just running in slow motion, and you know
yeah,
that the battle is going to start.
And for Richard, sometimes it might look like
oh,
a battle
his
for
heart.
Him.
Oh, I worry about him. Sometimes it's hot up there in the
very
lights.
Warm, very
he
warm.
He is working. I mean, yes. He's moving, and he of course, it's hot.
Yeah, Richard loses weight probably with every concert, and I stress eat, so I'm gaining what he's losing. So we're a good team, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I really need to watch my time here so I don't go over, but one of the things I want you to walk us through, we have about a minute and a half. What is the process of you starting a new season? Because I know you're working in the season you're working in, but you're working on the next season.
Oh, absolutely.
That whole year. You're mm-hmm. planning ahead. You're talking to people. You've got two things going. You never
We never
you can't,
sleep.
No, of course
not. We really
not.
Don't. You know, like I said, I would say by Thanksgiving, we had this season pretty much locked up. And I had a couple contracts out that needed signatures, but I had all verbal, and that was a great thing. But we're already working on the following season. And
which is 26-27.
Believe it or not.
Of course
yeah,
you
I
are.
Get confused when I start typing 25, 26, 27, 28.
Yes.
And so we're doing that. We're talking because sometimes we can't get the group that we want for one season, so we ask for the following. Mm-hmm. So it's like mm-hmm. a big puzzle. I've
it
heard
is.
Richard use that analogy. It's a big puzzle, and we want to make sure you know, that it's a balance. There's mm-hmm. enough pops mm-hmm. with the classical. Mm-hmm. We want to stay mm-hmm. about 60% classical, 40% pops. One of those is a transitional kind of in between. And I love that Richard takes the time to chat with us mm-hmm. as audience members, mm-hmm. brings us into what the music is about, what the culture was about going on when it was written, how it's relevant today. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. just becomes a magical big puzzle that we work together on.
Well, and the key there is you work together. Mm. you're mindful of your community, but you have to be mindful of the money. You have to be mindful of the time and keeping it within a certain time at the Cowan. All of that are things. We'll be right back. We're taking a break.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
Hi again, everybody. We have John Hinesley with the ARC Assurance Group, and we're discussing how a small business can get the right policy since they're all so unique. John, how can you help?
Because most small businesses are operated by a few owners or just one person, their time is valuable. They need an insurance agent that can understand what their risk and exposures are and then research the insurance market for them to come up with a plan of protection.
Is it difficult to find insurance companies that really want to cover a small business?
No, actually it's quite the opposite. At ARC Assurance, we represent many top-rated insurance companies that offer a package of coverages designed for a variety of small businesses. They're looking to help these hardworking folks.
So how can a small business get on board the ARC?
That's the easy part. Just jump on the web and find us at arcassurance.com.
That's ARC Assurance, ARKASSURANCE.com. The ARC Assurance Group.
Get on board the ARC. ARC Assurance Group. Find them online at arcassurance.com. ARC Assurance Group.
Gouldsby Tire Service is more than just tires. Gouldsby is a full service center for everything your vehicle needs. Celebrating 70 years, Gouldsby Tire Service is a third generation family owned business. Now let's talk tires. Gouldsby has everything from ATV and lawn and garden tires to passenger and light truck tires. They even have tractor trailer tires, including Bandag retreads. Gouldsby stocks both new and nearly new passenger and light truck tires in many sizes at discount prices. If you need new tires and need some help, Gouldsby Tire Service can get you rolling for only $39 down. Now let's talk service. There are two certified mechanics and a full service mechanical shop for alignments, oil changes, brakes, shocks, struts, and front end suspension. In April, Gouldsby Tire Service celebrates Brian Thompson's quarter century of exceptional service. 70 years of quality, trust, and service. Gouldsby Tire Service. 1 mile inside the loop on Highway 271. GouldsbyTire.com. That's G-O-O-L-S-B-E-E Tire.com. Gouldsby Tire Service.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser, and I'm with Dennis Boole here in Dallas at DeBoole Diamond and Jewelry on Preston Road. Dennis, we're talking here on the radio in East Texas. DeBoole's 100 miles or so away in Dallas. Why would someone make the drive?
We're very lucky in this respect, and people come in from all over the country to come shop with us, okay? So it's just not only the regions around us. I promise them that they're not going to find what we're offering in their hometown. I love Tyler, by the way, but I don't think Tyler's Regions has the jewelry that we have here or the timepieces we have here and the selection that people can make a good decision. And also, I think another point is they don't have the shopping experience we can create here. You know, the best selection of pieces, and we treat people like family. We treat people like friends.
Thank you, Dennis. For a selection of one-of-a-kind jewelry creations, large diamonds, and fine timepieces, there's only DeBoole Diamond & Jewelry. DeBoole is in Dallas on Preston Road, south of Lover's Lane, and they're online at DeBoole.com, DeBoole.com.
I told him, I don't know what you're doing, but I like it.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, boy, that's good.
Hey, have you ever seen him in person?
Nope, but I wish I could.
Hey, you know what I just saw?
What?
If you open a savings account with Southside Bank, you're entered to win two tickets to see Nate Bargatze. And it only takes 5 minutes at southside.com/savings.
Dude, I'm going there right now.
No purchase necessary. View official rules at southside.com/savings sweepstakes. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
We're back with this section of Art Connection, and I'm here talking to Robin Hampton, the executive director of the East Texas Symphony Orchestra. Robin, what I'd like for you to go into is season tickets are done. Mm-hmm. There may be a few season tickets lagging, but then the new season, the new tickets are available. So talk about all of that and how to buy tickets?
Sure. As we announce the new season, which is the 25-26 season, we're just finishing the last season. So we just finished that with an amazing concert featuring the music of Queen.
Wonderful.
So we announced, and for our current season ticket holders, we reserve the same seats for them. As a courtesy, we do that so you never have to move. You know where you sit every single time when you come.
Or you can choose.
Or you can
choose. You said, I would rather move.
Yes, if it's available, we'll do that for you. And those, we're reserving those through, actually, by the time this airs, it would be the day before. So if you haven't reserved or renewed your tickets, I would do it ASAP. You can go to our website or you can call the box office to do that. But what we do then is we open it up to the general public to buy season tickets. And of course, there's an advantage to buying season tickets. Like I said, you have your same seats for all five concerts. There's a discount if you buy those, especially with some of our concerts that are high audience attended, like Queen. We pretty much sold out the house. With our season opener, we're anticipating a lot. And, of course, with our 90th celebration next March, we're really anticipating a full house. So
people can actually go by the Cowan box office?
Yes.
They can call?
You can go to our website, which is etso.org. You can download an order form. It's right up there on the top right. Download that. You can mail it in to the Cowan, or you could call the Cowan. The number's there. And so you can do it either way.
Well, that makes it easy for us, for those of us who that's really important to us, to get our same seats. And they are to us. We love our seats. We love our neighbors. Yes. We have become friends with our neighbors. We look forward to seeing them. And if they're not there, we worry about them.
It definitely becomes a community, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It really does. So if you're a current season ticket holder, you should have received, quote unquote, a packet that you can just fill that out, get that back in to us.
And I'm taking mine by the box office.
There you go. That's perfect.
I don't want to mail it because I'm afraid the check won't get there, and so I'm going to go by the box office and be sure it gets there.
And the box office is open Monday through Fridays from 9 to 4, and that's on the university campus, UT Tyler University campus. Located 3900 University Boulevard, right there next. It's where the Cowan is.
Yes,
so it's
it
on,
is.
I guess that would be the east side of the campus. The phone number for the box office is 903-566-7424. So that's 566-7424. You can call the box office, or you can go straight, like I said, to our website, etso.org, and download that order
form. It's just
form.
Easy.
We try to make it easy, yes. And then single tickets will be going on sale for our first concert, our season opener, on the 28th of July. So
okay. Well, I need to remember that because I need to make announcement about that.
Yes.
But sometime in early August, we're going to be talking about In the Park, because that's coming up Memorial Day weekend, or what is going to be that day?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Believe it or not, it's our fifth annual Labor Day weekend concert. So,
and it gets better, and the crowd.
Oh.
Robin, the children, the dancing, the blankets, the picnic baskets,
the whole culture of it is beautiful.
Yes.
You know, I've been in this position 4 years, and I went to lunch with our mayor, Don Warren, about 8 weeks into my tenure here. And we talked about the beautiful stage at Bergfeld Park that the city has beautifully maintained, the Centene stage there. And he said, why aren't you guys playing on it? And I said, I don't know, Don, why aren't we? And within 8 weeks, we had our inaugural Labor Day weekend. So we've played in the park before, but not since years. It's been years. So we've made this an annual event. And now we're celebrating our fifth.
Oh, it's patriotic.
Yes, it's very patriotic. So mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Bergfeld Park on August 30th this year. It's a little early. Labor Day is a little early. But come out. Bring your blankets. There's mm-hmm. seats, too. Mm-hmm. We just love this event. We really love this event.
And by setting it at that time, it's really, well, all of the trees, it cools down fast.
It does.
It truly does.
And we kind of found the sweet spot where the heat is starting to go down, mm-hmm. yet it's not pitch black dark.
Well, and it's sitting down inside of the park.
Yes.
And that helps, too. And we're behind the sun.
Yes.
The sun
sun's
is blocked
down.
By the podium.
The stage area.
Yeah, the stage area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful setting. There's a couple pictures with the sun going down behind the orchestra on the stage mm-hmm. and a very relaxed. It's an hour of, like you said, patriotic music. We do a couple teasers of what to expect for the season. That's really fun. And Richard Lee, with the prompting of his amazing wife, Dr. Julie Philly, we've added some children's tunes to it. And I'm not even going to say the shark music, because it'll be in your head for the rest of the day. But that was really fun. We see children playing and dancing and mm-hmm. clapping and enjoying it. So it's definitely a family event. And we
yes,
love it.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful event.
Our city supports us.
Put on your big hat and go.
Yes, big straw hat. Absolutely.
And sundress and go. All right, let's shift a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about the importance of being an advertiser in your playbook,
yes.
playbill.
Yes.
Because that is something that people sit there and read.
Yes.
And they go through it, and it has a great deal of value. I am committed to doing that.
Oh, thank you.
With KTBB, we always do that together, KTBB and Art Connection. So talk about that and how it can be a something that someone can advertise in.
Sure.
Because I know you're now selling. You're getting ready to start selling the ads.
Yes. Our program book is a beautiful program.
It is.
It's full color. It's in the hands of about 9,000 people every year. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
It's a lot of hits.
And you can call our office and get more information about being in our program. We open it up to our existing program advertisers right now. And
I want my page.
Okay. You heard it here first. She's committed to that. So we love that. It's a great opportunity. You can call our office at 903-526-3876 if you want to be in our program. It's just a wonderful way to support the symphony. All of the proceeds go toward concert, putting on our concerts. You can, in fact, if you give a dollar to ETSO, it all goes toward those concerts. It goes towards the musicians and producing those
making
concerts.
Making it all happen.
It does not go towards the rent. It doesn't go towards my salary. It all goes towards putting those musicians up on the stage and presenting. So it's a wonderful program. I'd love to see your business in it. It's a great bang for the buck. And again, with our 90th, there'll be a lot more promotions from mm-hmm. ETSO. So mm-hmm. it's a great year to become part of our advertising.
Now, it's
family.
A 5x8.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
That's a
and
full
it's
page.
Full color.
Full color.
Mm-hmm.
You can design. We can help.
Mm-hmm. And you can do a full page, a half page, a quarter page.
Or a third page. Yes.
A third page. You have
yes,
that too.
Yes. We have that too. Yeah, so those rates started around $1,050 for a full page, and that's for all five. So you're in mm-hmm. all five programs. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, like I said, very well done, beautifully printed here locally.
Yes, it is.
And so we keep our business local. Mm-hmm. We support each other. And that's the beauty of our community, isn't it?
Absolutely it is. Well, I want to encourage people to think about that, because getting that in their hands, and these booklets, these programs are something to keep. They're treasures. And then when we come back, I want you to talk a bit about how every symphony, mm-hmm. you have someone who writes information.
Yes.
Very good information about each performance.
Yes.
And the history of it. And that is something that I keep also. I keep a file on that.
Oh, you're great.
Because sometimes I want to go back to that. So we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTVB.
Fox News. I'm Daria Albinger. A quarter of a million people attend today's funeral for Pope Francis.
Con la nostra preghiera, vogliamo ora affidare.
With our prayers, we now entrust the soul of our beloved pontiff to God, that he may grant him eternal happiness in the bright and glorious gaze of his immense love.
Cardinal Battista Ray eulogizing the Roman Catholic leader. The National Border Patrol on the arrest of a Wisconsin judge accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE arrest. Vice President Art Del Cueto.
You have leadership within, you know, the cities and politicians that are telling the law enforcement, don't enforce immigration. Don't call immigration.
The governor of Wisconsin says the White House is wrong. America's listening to Fox News.
Paul Gleiser here, and I'm visiting with Donnie Thetford here at Don's TV and Appliance on South Broadway in Tyler. Hey, Donnie, one of the biggest annual events here at Don's is the trade-in, trade-up sale.
You know, that's right, Paul. If you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, get to Don's TV and Appliance now. There's never been a better time. We're going to give you money back for that old appliance when you purchase a new one. We've got all the details in store featuring GE appliances, GE Profile appliances, GE Cafe, and GE Monogram. So if you're looking to replace that washer, dryer, refrigerator, or even a dishwasher, get to Don's TV and Appliance. Your old appliance is worth money. Most importantly, we service you after the sale. So we're here for the sale and after the sale. Come shop at Don's TV and Appliance.
Thanks, Donnie. Your existing appliances are worth real money during the annual trade-in, trade-up sale going on right now, but for a limited time at Don's TV and Appliance. Don's is on South Broadway in Tyler, and they're online at donstv.com.
It's not the year of the dragon or the year of the tiger. 2025 is the year of the office chair. It's Office Barn's 25th anniversary. Thousands of chairs, thousands of styles, starting at $20.
Office Barn in Tyler.
Each month, Office Barn features a barn good deal on our chair of the month on the front page of our website. Executive chairs, lobby chairs, stackable chairs, medical and drafting chairs, low back, high back, and headrest chairs. Chairs for the big and tall.
We ship anywhere with next day delivery in East Texas.
Happy 25th anniversary, Office Barn.
I'm John Longcrier. Thank you, East Texas. We buy new and gently used office furniture in large quantities with discounts to nonprofits, schools, governments, veterans, and first responders.
50 gun safes in stock. Office Barn on Highway 69 between Tyler and Lindale, across from the big, big American flag. Office Barn.
Here's a simple fact. If you don't have a family member suffering with a mental health issue, it's very likely that someone you know does. That's why Andrews Behavioral Health invites you to join them at Summit 2.0. It's a day-long conference designed to provide East Texans with the tools and resources to confront and overcome a mental health challenge. Mark your calendar Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5 at the Brookshire's Conference Center in Tyler. Andrews Behavioral Health is the mental health authority for 5 East Texas counties, and they treat more than 10,000 East Texans each year. The Andrews Center believes that everyone deserves to achieve and maintain a healthy mental outlook. With the right tools, support, and guidance, meaningful change is possible. The Andrews Behavioral Health Summit is free to attend Tuesday, May 6th, noon to 5 at Tyler's Brookshire's Conference Center. For more information and to register, go to andrewscenter.com. Andrewscenter.com. The Behavioral Health Summit offers resources and hope. Visit andrewscenter.com.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
We're back, and it's my turn to do the announcements for the week and around our community because Chris is not here. We'll remind you that Tyler Museum of Art is having an exhibition called New to Town, Recent Acquisitions. And then they are also showing the 21st Annual High School Art Exhibition, and it is going to run through May 18th. It is a great show to view because it's from many, many area high schools around, and they exhibit very professionally these high school art paintings, and there's sculptures, many, many things for you to go over and visit. And you get to vote. You get to vote on your favorite. Remember that on the 29th, Tuesday night, the 29th, Laterna University has a date for you to put on your calendar. It's the 2025 Spring Masterworks Concert, And a shout out to our friend at Laterna University, Director of Art, Director of Fine Arts, Professor of Music, Dr. Jim Taylor. Hello, Dr. Jim. Thank you for always sending us information about that. And it's going to be held at Laterna. No, wait, I want to be sure. At the Trinity Episcopal Church in Longview. So it's the Laterna College putting it on. Winsboro is still having their Bloom Festival all the month of April. And then on May the 2nd and the 3rd, they have their book festival, so don't forget to go up there and do that. And then on Sunday, the 27th, which is tomorrow, Kirkin of the Tartans, the Scottish Pipes and Drums will be at the First Presbyterian Church, 10 a.m., and that is a great way to start out a Sunday, isn't it?
That is fun.
Have you been to it?
I haven't been to that one. We've been to Scottish Rites and things.
That would be so fun to go to. Kirkin of the Tartans. Can you imagine the music in that beautiful building?
That would be amazing.
Okay, what we're going to talk about next, and I've done that. Did I get a checkout, Chris? Did I get a good grade?
A+.
A+. Talk about the new season.
Okay.
Let's announce it.
So again, this is our 90th season. Pretty exciting. Of course, as we talked about, we have our Symphony in the Park on the 30th of August, which is quote unquote not part of our season, but it's definitely an amazing part of what we do, and that's free to the public. There's no fee for coming to the Symphony in the Park. Drum roll, please. On September 20th, we will be presenting Dancing Queen, the Music of ABBA. It'll be a beautiful collaboration of the music and lyrics of ABBA with the symphony orchestra playing. It's going to be a great way to kick off the season. We're expecting great ticket sales for that. So again, get your season tickets right now for the season, and then ABBA tickets will be going on sale July 28th. You can get single tickets at that time, but just right now for those season ticket holders. Then on November 1st, Mozart and More, we're bringing in an amazing pianist. Tyler loves their pianists, so
yes,
that'll be coming up, and Mikhail Bershnev will be joining us, and a little Mozart never hurts, so that'll be an amazing concert.
It helps.
Little Mozart helps.
A lot of Mozart helps a lot.
A little Mozart's motivating. Yeah, we can keep going here.
There you go.
January. This is the concert that we have been gently teasing the community about for over a year now. We ask the community to submit their favorite music and TV music soundtracks, and we received almost 200 submissions of what those favorite music.
Were there a lot of repetitive?
There was some repetitive. And then Richard took a look at all of those, and we kind of looked at what we could get, what's available, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. some of those really favorite ones are not available, or they cost way over our budget.
Oh, yeah.
But we have put together an amazing concert, and Richard's going to be announcing what's going to be played at that concert slowly over the next couple months.
Oh,
so,
good.
Believe me, everybody will love it. So it's going to be fun. It's a little bit of everything, from some real classical pieces that are part of a movie or part of a television show to really kind of fun things. Then in February, on February 28th, from Brass to Beethoven, we will be featuring a guest conductor, Johann Dubas. And Johann will be, again, conducting. Richard will be sitting in the audience. So that'll be kind of fun to take in. Our principal trumpet player, James Sims, will be playing a trumpet concerto, and then we're going to move right into Beethoven. So that, again, will be an exceptional concert. You'll want to be there for that one. And then we end our season on the 28th of March. 90-year legacy of symphonic celebration, and all of that music comes from 1936. It's amazing. Cole Porter.
Oh, goodness.
All kinds of amazing music. So that will be a huge celebration for us and a huge celebration that we want the community to be a part of.
We'll be right back for our next commercial.
You're listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
It's time again to recognize and reward some of the best student athletes in East Texas with the 33rd annual KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Team, sponsored in part by Southside Bank, the Kyle Lake Foundation, Kevin and Janine Lilly's East Texas McDonald's, Energy Well, Feb, Hall Buick GMC, Tyler Junior College, and Tyler Trophy. These 20 senior girls and boys represent some of the best we have to offer. Each one has excelled on the field, on the court, in the classroom, and in the community. The 2024-2025 KTBB Scholastic All-Stars include Kate Dusick, White Oak, Adriana Estrada, LaPointer, Abigail Fisher, Spring Hill, Addison Hatchett, Hallsville, Clara Helvey, Lindale, Brady Hudler, Brownsboro. The KTBB Scholastic All-Stars are being honored at our annual banquet at Tyler's First Christian Church. Please join us in congratulating the KTBB Scholastic All-Stars on your only local news radio, 97.5 FM KTBB, 92.1 FM The Team Sports Radio, and KTBB.com.
During my pregnancy, I experienced symptoms that didn't feel right. I trusted my instincts and contacted a healthcare provider. It saved my life. I learned there are 15 urgent maternal warning signs I should pay attention to while pregnant and even up to a year postpartum, like severe headache, dizziness, chest pain, or swelling. Learn about these urgent maternal warning signs at dshs.texas.gov/hearhertx. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Until the temperature is right and the humidity is right, the air in your home isn't truly conditioned.
You know, your air conditioner, when it's 95 or 100 outside, that air conditioner is running most of the day.
Rick Thrasher owns RES Air Conditioning.
He's doing a really great job of dehumidifying the air because it's running and removing moisture. But what happens at 75, once that system cycles off, moisture continues to build in East Texas. The new tighter built homes almost require a whole house dehumidifier to control humidity in all different weather conditions. Keep that humidity level where it needs to be 24/7.
Beyond merely getting the air in your home to the right temperature, RES Air Conditioning gets the air in your home to the right level of comfort. RES Air Conditioning is a train comfort specialist, and we all know it's hard to stop a train. See them online at resairconditioning.net. Texas license TACLA 11289E.
Remember, friends, that if your ring gets too tight on your finger or too loose, we can size it to fit just right. I've had folks tell me they quit wearing beautiful rings they own because they didn't fit anymore. When I would suggest getting those rings sized, they were surprised that there was such a simple fix. I'm Judy of Gems Jewelers. If your ring doesn't fit, don't put it in a drawer or a jewelry box where it might sit for years. Bring it in to us and we'll size it for you. It usually takes just a few days. If it's too tight, we'll add a little gold to make it larger. If it's too loose, we'll take a bit of gold off to make it smaller. And when you get your ring back, it will be polished and bright. It'll look brand new to you. The cost, well, it starts around $55. For sizing, for watch batteries, for any repairs, and yes, for diamonds too, come see us. We'll take care of you like nobody's business except ours. Check us out on our website at gemsjewelers.com or come and see us at 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
Recent storms produce high winds and hail that have damaged area properties. Stonewater Roofing understands the need for a safe and healthy home, so we introduce remote roofing. We can go through the entire roofing process with no personal contact needed. So go to stonewaterroofing.com to get your free inspection started.
lead sponsor is Stonewater Roofing.
I'm Jacob Law, the Chief Operations Officer and one of the owners at Stonewater Roofing. We pride ourselves on excellent customer service, and we're constantly learning and training to improve. Our phones are answered 24/7, 365, and you can text us from our website, stonewaterroofing.com. We're proud sponsors of the Art Connection. We are your local roofers. We not only support our customers, we also support the community we're a part of as well. Each year, we clear the list for teachers, providing supplies for their classrooms, and issue over $15,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors across our communities. Stonewater Roofing does not just replace your shingles. We provide a full roofing system for both residential and commercial. Visit us online at stonewaterroofing.com. Stonewaterroofing.com.
Here is Tracy Brevard, Go Leaf Gallery. Tracy, tell us about your 50th anniversary at Go Leaf Gallery.
Go Leaf Gallery is Tyler's premier custom framing and art gallery in Tyler for 50 years. Buster Barlow started Go Leaf Gallery in 1974. My sister walked into the gallery 20 years ago and asked him for a job. When he asked her how long she had been framing, she said 20 years. He hired her on the spot. 2 years later, we bought the gallery from Buster. She and I are both artists. Where to put a picture, how to design a picture, the color matching, all the things that go along with custom framing is really innate in both of us. Making sure that every seam and every single part of a custom picture frame is perfect. From TVs, jerseys, Hermes scarves, diplomas, if you'd like to see something on your wall, bring it to us. We frame it all. Gold Leaf Gallery in the French Quarter at the corner of Broadway and 323, right across from the mall, or goldleafgallery.com.
Jean Mahler, tell us about the Palestine Redlands Hotel and your gallery.
At the gallery at the Redlands Hotel, Harold Summerall and I bring you an eclectic mix of home decor, quality pieces that blend vintage charm with modern style. Now, Harold searches far and wide. He loves auctions, estate sales, private collections, and he curates a stunning collection of works from Southwest to European artists. So if you're looking for something special, tell us your vision and we'll help you find that perfect piece. From fine art to furniture and chandelier, there's always something unique waiting for you in downtown Palestine, including the hotel in which it's located, which has 18 unique boutique suites ranging from one room to sleeping six. And there is a beautiful restaurant there. No trip is complete without a quality meal. Our chef also creates art. He has beautiful food, artistic and delicious, while remaining affordable. So explore all of these shops in the Redlands and enjoy the gallery and the hotel in the downtown historic setting.
John Jacobs, please tell us about Eagle Home Loans.
Thank you, Chris, and I'd like to thank Nita Fran and Art Connection of East Texas for the opportunity to participate with y'all each week. Eagle Home Loans is your locally owned, independent wholesale mortgage broker. I've been in Tyler since 1978. After a lengthy banking career, I started Eagle Home Loans in 2017.
Eagle Home Loans in Tyler.
Why pay retail home mortgage rates when wholesale rates can save you money? As an independent wholesale broker, I provide customized home loan options from multiple wholesale lenders.
With several options to choose from, Eagle Home Loans is like your matchmaker of home loans. Save on interest rates and closing costs with no added fees. Purchase, refinance, home equity, investment, new construction, conventional, FHA, USDA, and VA loans.
We make home loans faster, easier, and more affordable. When I say we close on time, we close on time.
Eagle. Eagle Home Loans in Tyler.
Providing financing anywhere in Texas. My high level of service provides on-time closings, best interest rates, no hidden fees, and the lowest closing cost.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 377805 and 1596089.
We're back with the last segment of Art Connection, and I'm here with Robin Hampton with East Texas Symphony Orchestra. So if you haven't heard the entire program this morning, I wanted you to know that, who's talking about the symphony and why we're talking about the symphony. So let's focus a little bit more before we end up this segment on how to get their tickets, and then we're going to talk about the first performance.
Okay. Well, you can always just go to our website and get all of the information there, etso.org. Again, East Texas Symphony Orchestra, etso.org. You can download a form to get your season tickets. You can find the box office number there. You can do all kinds of things about getting information about the season, about what's coming up, our concert in the park, all of the dates, times. It's something to put as one of your favorites on your phone. Mm-hmm, so ETSO.org, make it a favorite.
And we make it so easy. It's so easy to do.
It is.
And people this day and time, we like easy on our phones, don't we?
We do. I like easy on my phone any time of the day, 11 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock in the morning, whenever.
I know.
It's just easy.
Whenever something hits my brain.
We don't have to wait for something to be open.
I reach for my phone. Okay, so the first performance of the series is on September the 20th.
Yes.
Door opens at 7. A performance starts at 7:30. Door opens at 7.
We will be opening the doors a little bit early on that one. We'll have wine available for purchase, and it's a time to kind of come together and visit
and
meet the other concert goers. It's really fun. We're going to make that a great experience for our concert goers.
And then at 7:30 it starts.
Yes.
What can you tell me anything about it? What you're going to be playing, or is that something that's a secret? Love secrets. Let's keep this a secret.
No,
just announce it on the air.
Of course, Mamma Mia will be one of the songs played, but we're highlighting Dancing Queen. Mm-hmm. We really are. Mm-hmm. It's an iconic song. It's interesting.
It's a happy song.
It's a happy song, and people of all ages know it. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk to someone in their 80s and they know, oh, I know Dancing Queen.
Well, that would be me.
And someone that's a young teen or even in their later childhood days, they know
Mamma
Dancing.
And Mamma Mia, too, because
same with
remember
Mamma Mia.
our Civic Theater performed it,
yeah. Uh-huh. The movie will be re-released this summer, so good timing. You can watch the movie. I think they're having an anniversary. I want to say 20 years, maybe 15. I don't know if it's been that long, but we're really excited about that. We're bringing back our friends from some beautiful vocalists from Jeans and Classics. They'll be joining us. So the beautiful symphonic music being played behind these iconic voices. So
The same group that sang
It'll
Queen?
Be different singers, different performers. And these performers, they exclusively they blend like ABBA did. They were a magical group. We're really excited about that.
That's a great idea. I didn't know that you were bringing them back.
Yes, we're bringing back those voices. Yes.
Explain that a little bit, because obviously this is a group that they provide these services to performances. Is that the way it is?
Yes.
You contract with them.
We do. It's a contract. And it's not a tribute band. We work with Peter Brennan, that is, he has arranged these pieces so they're made for symphonic orchestra to be a part of it. And the music that we're bringing in is, you know, symphony backup, if you will, is really important. But he has a great way, especially with the ABBA, of pulling the symphony forward. So you're really going to hear the symphony. The voices will be there. It's going to be a beautiful collaboration of voice and instrumental music. Mm-hmm, but Mamma Mia, Dancing Queen, Chiquita, there's other ones that you'll recognize them all when we start this concert.
Yes, I bet so. I don't remember Chiquita. Maybe I do, but you'd have to sing it.
You have to go. You don't want me to sing. No, I'll hire singers, but you don't want me to sing. Richard can sing.
I bet you Richard could. Or
Richard
Chris,
can and
Chris
does.
Could play it for me.
Yes.
Which tells me what we're going to do the last few seconds of this is we're going to actually play Dancing Queen from ABBA.
All right.
And thank you, Robin, very much for being here today. It's been fun. Always fun sitting across the table from you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
The way your eyes light up when you talk about these Texas Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
It's your heart, isn't it?
We're passionate about what we do.
I know you are.
And we love serving our community. And please come out and enjoy it with us. Mm-hmm. And ETSO.org. Get
Be
your
there.
Information.
Be there or lose out. All right, Chris, play it.
listening to The Art Connection on 97.5 FM and 600 AM KTBB.